This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, Ramadan al-Kareem is a habit change boot camp. They tell us that to change a habit requires you to practice the new habit for 21 days. And if you can do that consistently for 21 days, then this new habit becomes permanent in your life. I want you to think about this Ramadan and about all the new good habits that you have, inshallah, started practicing. Allah Ta'ala gave us not 21 days, He gave us 29 or 30 days. So even more reason for the good habits to take root and to get firmly established. So what are these good habits? Let us enumerate. Number one is praying the five salah on time, preferably in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we did it in Ramadan, and there's no earthly reason why we can't do it after Ramadan. The purpose of Ramadan is post-Ramadan. So let's understand this. What is it that I have changed in my life in Ramadan? So one is my concentration and my praying regularly. So this is five times a day, preferably in the masjid. And if you can't pray all five in the masjid, then as many times as possible, but definitely one time a day you are going to the masjid. Remember, if you pray Salatul Isha and Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala gives you the reward for worshipping Him the whole night. So don't lose that reward. Do not lose that reward. Make sure that you are praying Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha in the masjid. In addition to that, whatever else Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq for, inshallah. Second one is charity. You gave charity. And if you have been following what I was telling you to do, you have been giving charity every day in Ramadan, make this into a habit throughout the year. Give charity every day of your life. No matter how much you give charity every day of your life. And when you are giving, remember that this is the best business investment that you can make. Why do I call it business? Because Allah called it business. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin, business. Tunjikum min adhabin aleem. O you who believe, shall I show you a tijara, a business which will give you najat, which will give you freedom from a grievous punishment. So make charity into a daily habit, because this is what we did in Ramadan. Number three, control on our tongue. In Ramadan, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we practiced no lying, no cheating, no backbiting, no slandering, no profanity, no cursing, no bad language, right? Now, we continue this throughout the rest of our lives, inshallah. Fourth thing, we managed our time. We managed our time well, alhamdulillah, thanks to which we were able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more than what we normally did. And part of managing this time was also managing our social media addictions. Let us continue that. Manage your time and manage social media addictions. You can, lo and behold, that the world did not end because you got out of Facebook, inshallah. The world did not end because you were not responding to messages instantaneously the whole day. You had one time and you were looking at messages and so on. You were choosing what to respond to and what not to respond to. This is all practice and this is all training for the rest of our lives. So let us do that and say, I will manage my time better and I will manage my social media better. Remember, the reason you managed your time was because you started off with goals. You cannot manage time if you don't have goals. So set goals for yourself for the rest of your life and say, these are my goals. And based on those goals, I am going to manage my time in such a way that I get maximum benefit from the goals. And my time is not wasted, not even 1 second is wasted in doing something which is either worthless. And of course, inshallah, we don't do something which is haram and which gets us into trouble. Right? So make sure we manage our time. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِينَ